Welcome to Short Shifts, episode two of the week. Jeffrey J. Who? Lavecchio here. Topher is my co-pilot. I don't know if this question came from the community or if this came from Steph, our producer. I know Steph is the one who sent it to me, and I absolutely love it. Hockey is a very expensive sport. Very expensive. So I want to talk about, for the younger players and their parents wallets and their parents' credit cards, all right? How do you grow with your gear? Like, nobody wants to spend all the money on the most expensive gear and then literally 3 months later, you know, they can't use it. You know, are there some hacks here? Are there things that you can buy bigger? Like, for me, like, I'm thinking right away, like, pants. You can buy hockey pants, like, a like one size too big for a younger player, you know? Another part of that is, like, young kids with sticks. Like, they don't know what flex to use. What flex does a little kid use? Are you buying a stick that's you know, they're going to be able to use in a year? Or is this a stick they're only going to be able to use for the next couple of months? So some tips for growing with their gear so they're not, I mean, they're going to have to, guys, if you're new to hockey, I'm sorry. You're going to be buying a lot of equipment. Do you have any tips for making that equipment last?
That is a great question. And you're talking to somebody who didn't really get a growth spurt and didn't grow very much. So
you wore the same gear for 30 years.
Dude, no word of a lie. I'm not even kidding you right now. I wore the same shoulder pads from Pee-wee's until the day I retired.
No, you didn't.
Swear to God, same exact shoulder pads. They had to have surgery done to them. They were in bad shape, and our equipment manager had to sew a lot of things together at certain points. But yeah.
How did you, Pee-wees? How old are you when you were Pee-wee? 13?
Like 13, 14, 13 maybe, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's crazy, wild. Right?
That is wild. But it also tells me how good, how smart you were that you weren't like, your shoulder pads weren't like getting abused so bad that you needed new ones. I think I had to get new ones every 2 years. That's not like I was like a killer or anything. I was probably falling a lot.
This is a really good question. Honestly, so this is one of the cool things about our Facebook community, because to be honest, like, I don't really know the answer to this question. I have a few ideas, but Steph is just texting us stuff that's coming up in the community right now with parents that are in there that have much better answers than anything that I can give. And so one is Facebook Marketplace. So Facebook Marketplace, and my wife actually uses this a lot for like my kids and like furniture and things like that, whether we're giving stuff away or getting stuff. Facebook Marketplace is like a really good spot to go to get things maybe that are used. And so Facebook Marketplace is a place where you can go when you don't have stuff, you can give it. Or when you do have stuff, you can get it. There's other things like Hockey Monkey, Sideline Swap. You know, I think that the Sideline Swap I've heard of on Instagram, Played Against Sports, whatever. But like, there are things. The one thing I will say about equipment is, equipment is more for functionality, especially when you're younger, functionality and injury prevention than it is for performance. You know, maybe when you get a little bit older, you know, like it with sticks, you know, maybe, but sticks are ridiculous, dude. It's like,
they are. Hey, when kids are really young, give them the heavier, thicker stick. Honestly, like at a certain point, unfortunately, stick technology has come so far that you will have to get them a good stick if they are good, because they've got to learn how to, like, the technology in the sticks is what it is, so that you can do the things that people can do with sticks now. You can get shots off way quicker with less power and less effort and all these different things. But when they're really young, buy them the cheapest stick on the rack. Buy them a, I don't even know if they make wood sticks anymore. Buy them a wood stick. Like, it doesn't have to be Don't do that to yourself, because believe me, you're going to spend more money on sticks later on. Don't waste it early. I know Bauer, I saw this. I'm pretty sure on social media that they're making some skates for young kids that can change sizes. Like it's like a twist or something, and it kind of opens the boot up a little bit more.
I think I've seen that. Yeah.
So I think that's really cool. But I, you know, I see little kids run around the rink with like the most expensive stick. It's like, man, like you really don't have to do that for them. Also, like if they get used to it, they're gonna expect it. Probably, you know, like they're gonna, you know, what dad, why the economy's inflation 8%. That's why you're not buying that new expensive stick. Your kid doesn't know you've been giving him that top of the line bad boy since he was four.
Yeah. Well, we got a couple other things in our community, Kyle and Eddie specifically, talking about a lot of organizations have like equipment exchanges. So I think really good youth organizations, like if you're a hockey director or a parent that's passionate about this, create some sort of exchange where, you know, maybe your youngest kid is going through the process and they're out of their equipment. You can hand it off to your organization and then your organization can pass it to, you know, a family that might be in need, or you can create a store out of it, whatever it may be. And so, I think, and for me, honestly, it's funny. Like I never wanted to have new equipment. I hated the only thing I liked new was gloves. I love the feeling.
That's the one I hated.
I know. I feel like I'm kind of the outlier on that one. I could always use new gloves, man. I loved new gloves. Yeah. But like new skates, hated. New sticks. Like if I broke a stick, I was rattled. Especially, you know how it goes. Like you cut one, you know, and for me, I had to cut sticks a lot because of my size. So like you cut one that's like the exact right and it's the right feel, like, and then you're like, you use it for however long. And then like, I hated breaking sticks. I hated new skates. The only thing was gloves, dude, same shoulder pads from Pee-wee's.
That's wild. I can't believe that they fit you. Like that they fit your chest. Like how did your chest?
I must have been a football player when I was like 11 years old on the ice. They must have been huge.
Yeah,
but again, probably not like I grew that much. So like it's not a big deal.
I love that you said that about good organizations should take donations. When I was growing up, the Creve Coeur, you know, Sean Muncy was our guest on Monday for this week, or the one that's coming out on Monday. We both played for Creve Coeur, and they used to have in the back of that ice rink an attic, and you would go up there and there was endless equipment that people would donate when they were done with their career, or you know, their kid grew out of it and they could afford new stuff, so they would give it to the org. So then all the young kids who were trying out goalie on the young teams, they cycle who the goalie is going to be. You would just go upstairs, grab a pair of pads and use them. Like it was so cool. And I didn't even remember, like that just unlocked a memory, you saying that. And I used to love going to that room because I love gear. I love hockey gear. Like I'm such a nerd about it. I loved, you know, having the new stick and, you know, deciding what my curve was going to be and my flex. Like I loved all that crap. So you just unlocked a cool core memory for me. I appreciate that. But anybody who's running organizations, like start that up, because you're going to help a lot of people, especially with how expensive life and hockey and ice time is getting here. You're going to be able to help a bunch of people in your community, in your organization, that are probably going to need some help with some gear. So if you're in a position to start that, or to go to the president and say, hey, can we start this? I just think that's a really, really cool thing.
Yeah, that's great. One more thing. We got a minute left here. Alyssa has a great point here. And obviously hockey is an expensive sport, and what we're talking about growing with your gear, needing new equipment, like, and this might be something like you were talking about before with like kids wanting top of the line stuff. It's like, here, I'll pay for, you know, the regular stuff. If you want the top of the line stuff, here's a bunch of chores that you got to do. Or love go it. Earn some money on your own. Go start a lemonade stand. Go, you know, help out at the neighborhood store, whatever it may be. Like, get a job, like have them be invested in that stuff. Cause maybe they'll do it. Maybe they'll make money and they'll go work. And that's a valuable lesson to earn, you know, money. Or maybe they're like, yeah, maybe I don't need that top of the line stuff.
I love that. My dad, the king, as everybody calls him, he used to three letters, G-A-J. What does that stand for? What, Dad?
Get a job.
Get a job. Love you, Pops.
Awesome. Love you guys. Share the show. Time's up.